punk and the schooner. No one is punk.
Yes, indeed. Show number 33 of Noise Punk and Das Kooner. I am Das Kooner. Gene, who the hell are you?
Yo, I'm Noise Punk. Yo, this is show number 33, and we have a very special guest today.
We always say that. Nothing personal. But anyway.
Today's special guest is composer, trumpet player, sound dude. We'll find out what else. John Mulcaren.
Welcome.
Glad to be here. Delicious juice you're serving at this establishment. Yes.
It's vodka night here on Noise Punk and Das Kooner.
Well, we don't have that much. It's not really vodka night.
It's enough for you, Gene.
Whatever's left over.
Yeah.
It's vodka second.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the show. And our friend Das Kooner here is going to ask you a question that he asks all our guests, regardless of their age or sex.
What are you?
No, that's not the question. That's the fucking question.
How dare you?
what kind of question is that? That's not the question.
Do I have to ask the same question every freaking show?
You started it up.
What got it all started for you in terms of your quest in the music world?
It was kind of a default thing. You know, being a slacker, it was like the one thing I was good at without trying at first. But then that's a trap because then you realize to actually get good at it, you have to work. Yeah. You know, and by that point, it was too late. I'd burned all my other bridges, so here I am.
This is the way life should be. With everything we want in life, what we require is less effort, means that it's what we should do.
Charles, you just described your life, period.
Yeah, you did. I did. Yeah. I guess I did. Yeah. Thank you.
And, I met John at a gig that we were doing with the International Street Cannibals. Dan Barrett has this, me and Dan Barrett have this group.
Most sanest person in the world, Dan Barrett. Anyway.
We grew up with Dan Barrett. It was definitely a life-changing experience when I first met Dan, because he's definitely got that sort of intense personality and... You know, we did some insane jams. I was digging through some tapes. I couldn't quite come up with the right piece. I was going to try to get some of those early, you know, late 70s basement jams we used to have. But maybe next time I'll bring you some of those, you know.
Maybe next time we should have a double, you and Dan together.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
That could be cool.
In the Transylvanian Maniac.
Dan was like the first or second show of this.
Second show.
We were the first, and then Dan was the second.
Right, Dan was the second.
So he was
right.
The first
he
guest.
Was our first guest ever.
And
in fact, there was four Daniel Barretts in here on that show.
Yes, he had a couple of personalities.
Transylvanian Miniac is one of them. Hey.
And
we are one.
Yes.
And anyway, I came to this gig in this place in Brooklyn, and it was and my friend Dan Cooper, who I went with, said, "Oh, I know who this guy is," and his friend, this bass player, Kim Clark.
Yeah.
Because he used to go downtown and see your shows with his band called Defunct. Right,
yeah.
Defunct. And he knew all about it. Dan Cooper knew about it, and he's like, "Oh, these guys are great." And when I heard you guys play, you guys were really great. And then we had this crazy show. And then on October 26th of this month, 2008,
yes, still
for all of you who listen in the future, we're having another show, and John will be a part of that show. Another Street Cannibals at the St. Mark's Church. But more on that later. Let's talk and let's hear music.
Some music. What have you got for us? What would you like to present to us first?
Well, why don't you just throw track one on here? This is like one of my latest.
Later's good.
Start with the news.
Tell us about it. What is it?
What is it?
The first one's called The Raw Feed. It's a little political diatribe with groove and various trinkets mixed in. And if you go on YouTube and search The Raw Feed, you'll find a really cool video that goes with it.
Cool.
But since this is radio, this is the radio version of the video.
Oh, you don't want to do the video right now? Come on.
He's going to act it while you play that.
Okay, so The Raw Feed.
Raw Feed by our guest, John Mulcaren, here on Noise Punk and Das Kooner.
That's
shuffling like a clown just to keep the power on. Beating on the underdog, days of confused use to percolate the hate and the screaming feed me economy. Full scaly eyeball war, keep the score. Drink a purple Jesus and believe the pack of horse with the volume on shrill, being the shill for the happy pill. Kill for the ratings in the house upon the hill. The world safer, hypocrisy. Bleed for the flag, then we'll sell your ass overseas. Making the world safer, hypocrisy. Selling you the drug, cause we invented the disease. Stepping on your fingers as you're hanging from the cliff. Notes from the underground, trickle down is a beat down. Sheriff running wild, cherry red running in the gutter ball. Debutant lying on his screen. Lie, lather, rinse, repeat. Lead the misdirection. The devil dog reflection. Hellhound snapping at your heel. Jack boots in, take a name, and the target's on you. The drug just stopped working. The patient's awake. The hospitals are sleeping underneath the salty lake. Signs are frequent. Conspiracy is wide. The cops and the killers are on the same side. Making the world safer, hypocrisy. For the flag, then we'll sell your ass overseas. Making the world safer, hypocrisy. Selling you the drug, cause we invented the disease.
Oh, yes, indeed, Rawheed.
Oh, yes, indeed, Rawheed. You're a poet and you don't even know it.
Yeah, that's right.
By our guest today,
John Mulcaren.
There you go.
Here on Noise Punk
and Dust Crooner. That was rocking. And while we were playing that, I was asking John who's playing the instruments. And apparently mostly it's him.
90% of it is played by this guy.
And
yeah, and Bill Bickford on 12-string and acoustic. But everything else
guitar. Okay,
is
cool.
Moi. Yeah.
Good. Cool. And you're singing, rapping, trumpet playing. That was a high trumpet solo. No doubt, no doubt.
Yeah, ranting.
Sorry. Ranting.
Yeah.
Political.
Yeah, there's also, nice. There's some sneakers, empty sneakers played on a desktop in there, too, at the beginning. That's
empty sneakers on a desktop.
Yeah.
Ah, new creation for our
experience. It would be hard to do with full sneakers with, like, people in the sneakers, though I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
Bob, mostly hear the guy screaming. I think... but it's good that we're playing some political music, because tonight there's debate between this idiot lady and the other guy.
I couldn't think of a better thing to do than to not watch.
Not to watch and come
you
here.
You mean both.
Yeah, it's an atrocity.
Atrocity, I'm curious, because she's, you know, why watch Saturday Night Live when you could just watch her?
why not watch her when you can watch Saturday Night Live?
No, but she's the real. It's funny. Funny.
Okay. I mean,
you don't have to even make fun of her.
Why watch her when you can drink vodka and play music?
There you go.
Oh, Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Oh, sorry, that's the wrong song. That's also the wrong song.
Right, edit.
No editing.
Oh yeah.
I'm anti-editing.
Well, when Gene gets his mind together, we'll be right back.
Ah, there it is.
Yes.
Okay, more music. Let's play something.
What's next?
Should we go down the row of those tracks?
Well, this we could go low tech here, which is just literally a gig tape from the same place you saw me at the first
cool.
time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
From earlier in the summer, just an extended solo. Why not?
For a trumpet and
yeah, it's trumpet. Kim Clark's on bass.
Oh yeah, she's a baddie.
Yeah. Bill Bickford on guitar. Terry Arpino on drums.
Cool.
And
So this is solo number. Question mark.
Yes. Opus 23. Yeah, whatever. It's
what, untitled?
The song is called Strife.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Strife. Okay. So.
Here we go.
You're going to have to read his name. How many times are you going to have to read his name, Joe?
I just want to do it right. Thank you for pointing that out on air, you moron.
God damn it. Anyway.
Strife by John Mulcairn here on Noise Punk and Das Kooner.
Of the slime green strip jacket, living mausoleum, French fried, living under a fluorescent slip. Here comes the boss again, I wanna punch him in the lip. Passing out of the prison gate again, I run into a friendly, run into a rock and borrow happiness again. Several hours later, you know it's payback time. My heart is pounding jack, damn, but somebody put me in the slam. The sample out of a roller coaster, deep into a rubber toe, to take a second look. The stranger in my head, running out screaming into the twisted thickets of a giant metal barbecue and grilled cheese. My disintegration, tearing apart the nation. Nobody has an answer to every situation. Tearing apart the real, with the phony deal. Back in the office, the bar can get scared. We'll be right back. system. A French fry, living under a phone ring, that's the thing. Here comes the boss again, I wanna punch him in the lip. Passing out of the prison gate again, I'm running through. Then we run into a bar and bar of happiness again. Several hours later, you know it's payback time. My heart is down the jack, but somebody put me in the swan. Jumping out of a roller coaster, deep into a rubber coaster. Taking a second look, the stranger in my head. Running out, screaming, into the twisted wreckage of the giant metal barbecue and grilled cheese smile. A disintegration, tearing apart the nation. Nobody has an answer to the daily situation. Tearing apart the real, with the phony fear. A back at the office, the bars against the rule. Yeah, thank you.
Ah, yes, indeed. Strife by John Mulcahyne here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Awesome.
Rockin'.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
Thank you. Yeah, it was Kim Clark on bass, Terry Arpino on drums, Bill Bickford on guitar.
Nice.
Stellar band, yeah.
Really. And this was a live performance from last July of 2008.
What's the name of that place we played?
Yeah, Vox Pop in Vox Pop. Early July, yeah.
And it's in Brooklyn.
Yes.
Around that far. Well, I grew up in Sheepshead Bay, but it's... I used to have a girlfriend in that neighborhood, so it was really weird for me to go to that place.
Oh, yeah.
Did I know her?
Dippis Park, dude. Kensington kind of area.
It was like Curtelli Road, right? It was in Curtelli.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It was like a weird time.
Did I know her?
Dude, it was like in high school.
I guess I don't know her then.
I don't even know who the fuck you are now.
Yeah, thank you.
Can you believe this guy?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We got Sebastian here. Sebastian, you want to say something? Say something.
Pies.
Perfect. And that's the word of the day.
Pies.
All right.
That was dramatic, Jim.
Let's go for some more music, eh?
Yeah. What do you have for us now?
Right, well, let's get historical and let's go way back, because this will give you a little background on me. I moved to New York in January of 1980.
Where are you from originally?
From Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut.
Yeah. So, it was right in the heat of the exploding downtown scene is amazing because, an hour away in Connecticut, there was nothing but, cover bands playing in bars everywhere. It was pretty culturally, dead.
Every rose has its thorn.
All that crap. So, you come down to New York and people are actually cheering for weird original music, and packing the house. So, about a year in, I met up with Joe Bowie, who's a great legendary trombonist, and his band was pretty much the hottest club band in New York at the time, and as time passed, I got a shot to actually play with him and join the band permanently in the summer of 81, and this next track is from the first album I cut with them in 81. Mm-hmm. It was at the end of my first tour with them. We cut it in a studio in England. It's called Illusion. It's one of the one of the better defunct tunes.
Defunct. The band's name is Defunct.
Yeah, yes.
Right. And who wrote it? So is it the...
It was written by Joseph Bowie and Melvin Gibbs.
Uh-huh.
And that was, it's one of the signature songs.
Cool. So. Announce it.
Illusion.
By Defunct.
By Defunct, featuring our guest John Mulcahyne here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Check it out. Check it out.
Check it out, world. We'll be right back.
Yowza, yowza, fantastic.
That's some tight shit right there is
Illusion,
what I'm talking about.
By, Illusion by D-Funk featuring our trumpet contributions by our guest John Mulcairn.
Trumpet contributions, here.
would you like a Shirley Temple on the rocks? Classical radio.
That's a gay shit going on.
We're wearing tuxedos, by the way, in case you don't know.
But Charles got his dick hanging out.
What? This is typical humor. John, don't look so surprised.
John's not surprised.
Yeah.
He was surprised when he saw you digging. Now he's not surprised anymore.
No. In all seriousness, if we can. No. Anyway.
You know what that means?
What?
My balls are of warm.
Just keep.
Bat wings. Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, that was really hot. And that was from 1981, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, that's, you know, actually, I think, you know, in the 80s, the recording quality, not the quality, but like the recording sound of this 80s, like with that big snare and all that, was always turning me off a little. And this has still that 70s kind of.
This is an English studio. We went straight from the road into the studio, which is always the best way to do it. Unfortunately, the rest of the album was done later when we were off the road, but there's two songs on that album that were done just like hot off the trail, you know,
it sounds great, it sounds raw a little bit,
yeah,
yet very clean,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, punchy and yeah, not too much of that big 80s like too much wet snare,
right thing, with that reverb covering the whole fucking shit.
Well, I mean we
great,
in the 80s are new,
it reminds me of you know, George Clinton and all in that 70s stuff, yeah. Right, I mean, when
well, you know in the 80s I think new technology was invented, digital and whatever. The problem was they didn't fully know how to use it took them years to figure it out, I guess,
and people sold off all their incredible good analog gear for dirt, and yeah. and then 10 years later realized that, you know, that was still the stuff to use, yeah. You know.
I mean, especially that's great, Gene.
That was my 80s snare.
I mean, even particularly classical recordings. You know, yes, it sounds crisp, the early 80s recordings, but then again, it sounds like it's in a tin box. So
took a long time for digital to really catch up with analog. I mean, I think now it's got to be pretty.
It's much better.
Because the sampling rates are so high. But you know, back then, I mean, we used to, when I first started doing some digital stuff, we used to bounce it to analog tape. Right. After the digital mixdown, just to warm it up and compress it a little bit. So
that's cool,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, we're all rocking here. We're all funking over here. You know,
funking.
Charles got his shit out. So let's hear the next song, man.
I continued to, you know, work with D-Funk for another 11 years after that. Before that version of the band split up, although I've rejoined them periodically over the years. But I also had another project that I started in the early 80s in New York called Liquid Hips.
Uh-huh.
And we started as a sort of an avant noise, freeform, hardcore, free jazz melange. And it kind of morphed into more like, you know, heavy funk with the whole political thing that you heard on my first track.
Right.
But here's an early version of it. This is a song that was written in 87. This is we finally sold it to somebody and recorded it in 92. So this is from the 92 Liquid Hips album.
Oh, cool.
It's called Surveillance from the album Full Injection.
All right. From the album Full Injection, Surveillance, featuring our guest John Mulcairn here on Noise Punk and Das Kooner.
Liquid Hips!
Been up to? We know what you been up to. Camera in the hallway, got a book in the payphone, got a lot of people covered, but nobody knows. Your TV is two-way, we can see you on the freeway, we can digitize and criticize you, lock you in the prison, turn you out, no charge, the meals are on, the soft sell hard as hell, my bell got you covered, no rights if you left behind. Turn on the tube for your full injection, thanks for the booking with your last election. Suckers, we own the newspaper now, we own the TV, suckers, we own the satellites. We get smart TV, got a laser for your window. Hear every word you say. You're not talking politics, but we listen anyway. We know what you're dreaming of. We know what you're waiting up. Better wait up, check the time. Check the time.
Volksmitten ist es nicht wahr.
Oh my God! I can't catch my breath there. Holy crap!
Was that a great video? Oh, sorry, that's wrong. Interview.
No, yeah. You should have seen the video Charles was doing to it while we were listening.
Oh,
to
yeah.
It. Now put your clothes back.
I was about to mention I would put my clothes back on.
Yes. Well, that was rocking.
Our liquid guest, hips. John Mulcairn, here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner
with a little hips and the liquids.
Yeah.
So tell what else you guys do with that band? I mean, have you did you
that band died.
Died.
A slow, painful death. Around 98, we stopped. We stopped the agony after three albums and five tours of Europe.
Oh, good.
We had a lot of fun, but it was just
mm-hmm. Egos. Each other. People started fighting, and
more lack of money than anything.
Oh, of course, that's a given.
Yeah. Money is always good.
Yeah, yeah. We call the last tour the Apollo 13 tour. You know, we made it home in one piece, and then it was time to move on.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, we got another tune here.
Back up
to date. This is called Take a Memo. And again, great video to this song.
Yeah. By the way, you guys go on YouTube and search John how do you spell his name? Mulcairn. You have that card. M-U-L.
I didn't really spell. I just phonetically.
Okay,
how do you spell your last name?
Mulcairn.
John Mulcairn. Put it in quotations and you'll just get all the videos that he has.
All of them, yeah.
That's all it is. And check some of them out. And I'm serious, so I'm going to come to your house and kill you.
Yes.
Wait, yeah, sorry.
And thanks for having me on your show. It's been fabulous.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Thank you for coming.
Okay, we can take the gun away now.
Yeah. Let's play another song.
All right.
What is this
called again?
Take a Memo.
Take a Memo.
Take a Memo!
By John
Mulcairn, here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Poison pill, make the out-of-body spill. Spreading out the lies and the thighs on the grill. Eat the young party on Plan B. Down in the trees, long as you got your cheese. Paper cow, pray to the honey. You got your puppet and the land of silk and money. Supreme Court jester, Uncle Fester. Pack the house to represent the fees. Feed the cash machine, feed me soil and green. Pick the people clean, keep your freedom in the spleen. Stepping on the streets of gold over people sleeping in the cold. Cold slap in the face. The clock is running, spotlight shining all through. The time is going. Your time is coming. The cracks are showing.
stick a needle in your mind. Time to lay up the swine who's paying the bills, can't leave them behind. They pull the strings and keep you in line. Powdered wine with a company label, psycho drinking you under the table. A flat world army coming back to haunt you. Oh, the Inquisition wants you feed the hidden machine. Feed these strontium dreams, information beam. People drowning downstream, stepping on a landmine. Everything looks fine when you're willfully blind. The clock is running, spotlight shining all through. The time is gone.
A memo,
Charles. Take a memo.
You mothers here on Noise Punkin' Oscar by our guest John Mulcairn.
Yeah. We got a little more political shit going on. I could tell.
Yeah,
I gotta get all the shit out because I mean maybe we actually get some fresh blood in there, and I don't need to write these type of songs anymore.
Well, you know, I was thinking about it because yeah. Man, I wrote an opera and I have all these anti-Bush songs, yeah. Whatever. But then I'm like, what if Obama gets elected?
Well, you know what
are we going to do?
They never go away.
Yeah. There'll be somebody.
I mean, trust me. There's always the forces of darkness always lurk.
I like that.
So. Isn't that what George Patton said? Every generation breeds a new tyrant.
Yes.
So.
And a new homosexual. Charles Coleman is this generation.
He said, you yellow-bellied bastard, I think.
Oh, really?
You yellow-bellied bastard?
You yellow-bellied...
cocksucker or something.
Yeah. Little ninny. Yeah.
Back to our 80s snare.
Can't get away from
this. All right, let's hear some
more music. Every rose has its thorn.
Let's skip the next one. Let's go to On the Lamb. It's a happy little ditty. It's more the ear bleeding sort of color, you know.
Very nice. Yeah. Ooh, very nice. On the Lamb. And this is, what band is this? Is this, again, just
this
your recordings?
Your new
stuff.
Yeah,
cool.
My little singer-songwriter act, you know.
Singer-songwriter.
I strum happy songs.
Yes.
Oh man! Like, were you in that club when we played? Did you come when they were playing before us? We played. Dan Cooper and myself played in a club, but John came to this club. But before there was all these singer songwriters.
Oh my God!
Well,
yes.
You saw the chick, right?
Yeah, very, very precious. You know, every note was so precious. You wanted to weep into your beer. You know, but it was
the precious chick note. Yes. Oh yeah, it was really gay.
My pain is unique in all of existence.
I know. Nobody's left their, nobody had their boyfriend leaving them before. All right. Well, sorry. Okay, that rant's over. Yeah. Okay.
Nothing wrong with love songs either. You know.
Nothing wrong with love songs.
Baby, I love you. Come.
Yeah. My wife tells me that's why I'm broke, because I never wrote one.
You never wrote a love song.
Yeah, maybe
I know.
I should. You know, I don't know.
Every time I write a love song, in the end, the woman gets raped.
Oh man,
what's odds? Oh,
that's funny though.
Thanks, Charles. Thank you, Charles.
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot, but it's funny. Okay, what's the name of the song?
We forgot.
Well, what would happen after you did that? It's called On the Lamb.
On the Lamb. Oh, okay, that's right.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Stop. Hand to your rule of raw neck, shell game, fish, lies back on the box full of candy.
in some secluded rendezvous.
Yes. That was heavy, man.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
On the Lamb.
On the Lamb.
Jesus Christ, Charles.
Yeah, stellar guitar work from Jeff Mackerlane, the electric slide guitar.
Oh, cool, great.
Yeah, that's some other stuff there. And me on everything else.
Drums, and drums?
Yes.
Program?
Yeah.
That was program? That sounded good. What did you use?
Samples, various... which one? I don't know. I got a few different ones.
Oh, okay, like the sampler. Like I use a lot of Reason stuff, but this.
You say fairies? You like have fairies in the room that pound on the drums?
Yeah, clones. Okay. I clone myself.
All right, thank you. As Gene looks at me with an evil look.
Fairies, fire, fires.
So we'll close out with a track with all real cats. It's this is. A lineup that lasted for about one session. This is a 98, right after the previous band splintered. This song is called Break It. It features Jeff Mackerlane on guitar. It's got Booker King on the bass and Scooter Warner on drums. So it's pretty heavy, in-your-face kind of tune. It's called Break It.
Break It.
Yes. Another political statement. Break It!
I don't know if it's a political statement.
Yeah.
It could be a love song. Could it be one of my rape love songs?
It was about my bank account or something like that. I don't know.
Featuring our guest.
About a virgin.
Our guest, John Malkaran, here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Walk!
The Adagio for Strings by Samuel Barber.
Break it!
Thank you, yes.
That was Break It!
Break It Down.
By our guest, John Mulcairn, here on Noise
Very
Bug
hip,
Dust
very
cool.
hip, man. That was
really good stuff there.
Shit, man, right there is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Presenting so far.
I'm digging it.
I'm seasoned up here. I need more vodka. Yes,
I know. We're out of all booze in this house.
Yeah.
I need to restock.
What's up for you next? What do you got going in the future?
Well, you know, there's always another batch of tunes in the old Mac, you know, churning them out. There'll be an album in the near future with some of those tunes on it.
Cool.
And a triumphant tour.
Of it.
Yes.
And hopefully on the 26th, we all get to play together. You're going to play
one
of my Sound Liberation improvisations.
2008, by the way. If you're listening in 2056, odds are you won't make it.
You might.
Hopefully I'll still be listening. Who knows? You know.
Yeah.
I'll
be dead.
Man. I remember Gene Pritzker. He was one of the pioneers.
That fuck.
Yeah.
And that fucking that gay friend of his.
That Das Gruner motherfucker.
That guy was a real piece
of
work.
I said, some of this right here.
Yeah, shit. He fucking had dingleberries out of his mouth.
Gene, shut up.
All right, sorry.
You can get away with it because it's not, you know.
It's not anything.
Not visual, yes.
It's not visual what I'm doing here.
It's cranberries to you.
Anyway, John, I'd like to thank you.
Thank you so much for coming
to
this
show.
It's truly been an honor. As a fan of your show.
Oh, thank you.
And
thank
I mean
you.
That, babe.
All right.
And babe, I mean that.
And babe, all right.
And oh, here comes the theme music. And that was show number 33.
And until next time, noise to you.
Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk. And the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. No more.